So let's talk theatre. The Pop-Up Globe has commenced its national tour of Measure for Measure and Hamlet. The tour is playing seven towns throughout July and August. And Terry McTavish, who's a reviewer at theatreview.org.nz, has been along to see both shows in Dunedin, and she joins me now. Hi.
Hello, Jesse.
I was surprised, this is probably a bit stupid, but I was surprised to read that they didn't take the whole Pop-Up Globe around. In fact, they're taking these productions on tour, but the Pop-Up Globe stays where it is. Do I have that right?
You do have that right, yes. Yes, no, that was a little bit disappointing because it's such an exciting experience in itself.
Yeah. But,
it's exciting that we're getting anything, really.
It's
as good as snails, Jesse.
Yeah, that's coming, the snails. Stay tuned.
I can tell you're very excited about the snails. Shakespeare's just as thrilling, I promise.
Was it theatre in the round?
No, it wasn't unlike that at all. It'll be interesting to see how it works in all the different theatres, actually, because they've obviously had to consider what town they're in and what's available. But here in Dunedin, they presented both of them in the Regent Theatre.
Uh-huh.
Which is our big theatre.
Yeah.
And it was originally intended as a cinema, so it's not perfect for...
I haven't been to the Regent. Whereabouts is the Regent?
It's in the Octagon. It's absolutely beautiful theatre. But it is vast, you know, it's 2,000-seater, so it's going to be a difficult experience for the actors compared with being in the actual Pop-Up Globe, which has everyone so nice and close to the action.
Were they speaking loudly enough then?
Well, they were for me. I have to say there were some people at the back of the theatre who found it pretty hard. I've myself acted in the Regent and also in the London Globe, and I can tell you that the Regent Theatre is a hell of a lot harder to project than
right, okay.
The Globe in London, yeah.
I do know it now, of course. It's right next to the museum. The museum?
No, the Art Gallery.
The Art Gallery,
the
sorry.
Top half. Yes, yes. No, it's surrounded by bars. It's a very lively party to meet in there.
Okay, what would you like to talk about first? Measure for Measure?
Yes, why not? Measure for Measure.
I don't know this one.
Do you not? Oh no, it's great fun. It's fairly rude. You see, it's very bawdy, and it's often sort of described as a problem play because it looks like it's. I sometimes think Shakespeare started off writing a tragedy on that one, and his four acts in, and somebody said, "Well, we need a comedy for you because somebody's wedding," and he said, "Right, okay, I'll just marry them all off," because it has that feel. It's very, very dark at the beginning. Isabella is about to go into a nunnery, and her brother is arrested because there has been an enforcement of laws that say that you're not allowed any sex outside marriage, and he's gotten his fiancée pregnant. So she goes to plead with the substitute Duke Angelo to get her brother off, and the Duke says, you can see this, can't you? You can see where it's going. The Duke says, well, all right, little nun, if you will sleep with me, I'll let your brother off.
Goodness, this is rude for the 17th century, isn't it?
Well, it really is. The Victorians wouldn't put it on at all, but they've had a lot of fun with it now in the 21st century, you can imagine.
Yeah.
In fact, it's very, very lively. They've used a lot of song and dance for it. It's not played dark at all. It's a lot of fun. It's very vibrant, but that is very much the Pop-Up style. It's a real sort of in-your-teeth type acting, and they're flood onto the stage. There's colour, there's movement, there's all sorts of excitement, and Measure for Measure actually is lots of fun, very funny, and actually quite a cheerful production.
Yeah, it was first produced in 1604. You tell us that the Globe is going a more modern version, and by more modern, they set it around 1642.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's before the English Civil War, so the companies were still producing Shakespeare pretty much, I suppose, as Shakespeare would have had it. But we've moved into Jacobean costume, which again is absolutely fantastically authentic. They have the most marvellous costume team, and that looks absolutely gorgeous. But they're Jacobean rather than Elizabethan, if you're thinking Elizabethan.
So did it work?
Oh, absolutely. Beautifully. The costumes are stunning, and they've had to make a set that will sort of work for both Measure for Measure and Hamlet, of course, and also be able to be put up in all the different theatre venues that they're going to be in on tour. And that's intriguing in itself, just to see how they're going to pull that one off, and it comes off beautifully. It's a lovely set. It does look like kind of a pop-up page in a kid's picture book, and just a few sort of alterations take it into the Hamlet shows so that it works for those.
Did you feel the lines coming back to you as you watched this play, Terry?
Oh, you can't help but, God, he's a magnificent writer. You get so excited with things that you know, but also things you suddenly notice for the first time, you know. And I think both of them work in conjunction because they both have as their protagonists young people who are utterly disgusted with the world of their seniors. And they're so filled with anger and contempt and rage at what the older generation has done. It sort of rings a lot of bells today, don't you think?
Yeah.
And Hamlet's absolutely appalled that his mother has actually shown some sort of sex drive and has married with his father's brother when his father dies. So you have his disgust with women's frailty, and lots of lines that you recognise there. And then the same really for Isabella, that she is prepared to go into a nunnery to dedicate her life to things that are holy, and then she finds that even the people in authority over her are so corrupt, and that again that sex is on the mind of even these people who are thought of as absolutely chaste and incorruptible, and she is angry, and her lines are some wonderful stuff, you know, it's all that, you know, man, proud man dressed in a little brief authority like to an angry ape, plays such fantastic tricks before high heaven as make the angels weep. But it comes off better when it's a young person doing it, I think, because she is just so appalled at the older generation.
Hey, presumably this is not a double feature, Measure for Measure and Hamlet.
Well, they alternate. You see, they're in rep. It's another thing that makes it such fun. You're seeing the same actors in two completely different productions. So, you know, you'll have somebody like Max Laban being absolutely outrageous as a sort of fantastical, punkish young man about town in Measure for Measure, and then suddenly there he is as King Claudius in Hamlet. So it's quite a challenge for the actors, I should think.
So what did you make of this production?
A lot of them lose weight and all the costumes have to be taken in.
you would have seen plenty of Hamlet productions. What struck you about this one?
Yes, the last Hamlet production I saw was twice as long and set in an old historic church. So this was quite different. Tremendous energy again. Things just don't stop for a second. A lot of cuts. But they had a lot of fun with scenes like the players, for instance, come on like a modern group of travelling players. Their warm-up is hilarious, you can imagine. And the fight scene in that is absolutely marvellous, a magnificent one with rapier and dagger between Hamlet and Laertes. Very exciting and beautifully choreographed. So there's an awful lot of movement, people swirling over the stage, a lot of confidence in the movement. The prostitutes in Measure for Measure have to wear those sort of chopins, those great big high things that were very popular in Venice particularly, actually, for prostitutes at the time. And the balance for them is fantastic in all the song and dance numbers. So they're an extremely physically active troupe, and that makes it all very exciting. The young people in the audience were loving both productions.
Was there a full appreciative audience?
Yeah, there were good houses, but as I said, the theatre's very big, and we're looking at 2,000, so I wouldn't say it was full, but it would have been in any other theatre, a very substantial audience, and people are just excited. New Zealand's been talking about the pop-up globe for a long time, Jesse, and it's been very frustrating in Dunedin not to see it, so I think it's wonderful that they're touring.
You ever tread the boards these days, Terry?
No, last thing I did was Shakespeare, actually. I was being the Duchess and Richard II. Was quite fun. I got to plead for my son not to be executed at the same time my husband was pleading for him to be executed.
Lovely. Hey, it's a real pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Terry McTavish in Dunedin, and you can read her full review of both shows, Measure for Measure and Hamlet, the Pop-Up Globe's nationwide tour. You can read her reviews on the website theatreview.org.nz.